Chapter 13. We came to a high ridge overlooking a vast bone-white plain. And there it was. Antioch. A massive walled fortress, seemingly built into a solid mound of rock. Larger and more formidable than any castle I had ever seen back home. The sight sent a chill shooting through my bones. It was built on a sharp rise. Hundreds of fortified towers guarded each segment of an outer wall that appeared 10 feet thick. We had no siege engines to break such walls, no ladders that could even scale their height. It seemed impregnable. Knights took off their helmets and surveyed the city in awe. I know the same sobering thought pounded through each of our minds. We had to take this place. "I don't see any Christians chained to the walls." Robert squinted into the sun, sounding almost disappointed. "If it's martyrs you're looking for," I promised grimly, "don't worry. You'll have your pick." One by one, we continued along the ridge and down the narrow trail. There was a feeling that the worst was over, that whatever God had in store for us, surely the coming battles could test us no more than what we had already faced. The talk, again, was of treasure and glory. Stumbling on a ledge, I noticed a glimmer coming from under a rock. I bent down to pick up the shiny object and could not believe it. It was a scabbard for some kind of dagger, very old, I was sure. It looked like bronze with some inlaid writing that I could not understand.